Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Our friend Sarah Poore with the Fredericksburg Area Museum is back this morning. It is good to have you here. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Good to have you here. I'm so sorry that once again you've lost on your morning quiz little
game. I did, on the other station.
I don't know why anybody wants to be on your team.
But people do ask for me, although I think they look at that as... that will get them on, and it gives them a 50-50 chance. At least they have a chance.
Although it's sort of like the Red Wings this year. So, I mean, at least maybe you're on the Red Wings slump.
Wow. I was set up there. That was a setup, and that was pre-written.
Good morning.
That was premeditated.
Good morning, Ted Schubel. Aren't you glad I'm on your show?
Good morning. I am very glad. The Fredericksburg Area Museum is our focus. And one of the things we're going to talk before we get out of here, but this morning, we'll talk a little later. But at the end of the year, the museum will kind of hibernate for a couple of months and kind of recalibrate. We'll talk about that. That is all coming up. But in talking with a number of different museum people, and you brought this up the last time you were in, one of the things, if you're looking for a Christmas gift right now, a membership to the Fredericksburg Area Museum is a terrific kind of gift that lasts all year.
It is. It's one of the, you know, when you're thinking about, gosh, what do I get so-and-so? They have everything, whether it be a friend, a relative, a child. Gift memberships are a fabulous little stocking stuffer idea, or put it under the tree. And it's the gift that goes on for the whole year. You know, it really gets you into... pre-exhibit openings, Sounds of Summer concerts. You know, there's always a benefit. Your first drink at those Sounds of Summer concerts are part of your membership. Without our members, we can't do what we do. And so it's just another great way to get that membership. You can get those right now on our website at www.famva.org. If you would like to do that, or reach out to us and we'll give you some more information on that. There's all different levels. You can do an individual one or all the way up, you know, to a higher level one. Family is, and it's really not very expensive. An individual gift membership is $45.
That's a deal for what you get.
It is such a deal. It is such a deal. And again, we can't do what we do without our members. So it's a perfect time to get that gift.
So yeah, no, if you're looking for something, and this is the kind of gift that it goes all along, when you reopen, you get there are members only things, or there are different programs like you said, and you're supporting history in the area.
You are, which is so important, you know. And we've talked before about, you know, different perspectives and different histories, and it's not everyone's history is the same, but it is a way that we can all come together in this community, because right now we are making history for the future as one unity. So it is give us an opportunity to get everybody together from all different places, whether you have just moved here, you've lived here for your whole life, or your family's lived here for five generations. It does bring us all together, and they're very important. Like you say, there's lots of benefits with it. There's the pre-exhibit openings, as I said. We also offer special tours throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do as much free as we can, and we'll talk a little bit more about our annual appeal and the importance of that to help give back, so that we can do a lot of things free. But with your membership, if we do charge, there is a discounted rate for memberships.
Well, and Sarah, one of the things, Sarah Poore with the Fredericksburg Area Museum here this morning, one of the things that I continually run into people who have lived in this community for ages, 20, 30 some years, and they have never been to the museum before, and I just am always incredulous of how could you live here and not go to the Fredericksburg Area Museum.
I agree, especially in that old historic building. You know, it's funny, you have people come in that said, I've never been to the museum, but I came here back in the 70s to do some business with the city because it was government offices.
Yeah.
But the history of that building and the history of Market Square, and we do have a lot. We have a rental program so people can rent the square and they can rent the museum for business meetings, weddings, parties, whatever. And that's when we get a lot of that feedback of, wow, I've never been in this building. What a cool building. What great exhibits. I need to bring people and tell them about it. And so that's really how word of mouth gets out there. If you're a little hesitant, I'm not really sure what we have, and you don't have a lot of time, Mondays are Museum Mondays, and those are free to everybody. Mm-hmm. Again, we want to make sure that we are accessible so there's no barriers for anybody. So if you can, and if you only have 15 minutes and you want to do a quick run through to just to get a sense, Monday is the day to do that. We're open 10 to 5 every day except Wednesday, and we're closed on Wednesday. But again, it's just a great 15-minute run through, 10-minute run through, get an idea of what we have, say, so you can then say, wow, I actually have been to the Fredericksburg Air Museum, and it's amazing. So
it is, because you go in and it's because it's so Fredericksburg focused, and you and for all different times. And that I think that's what really gets you.
It is. And we have, you know, we're able to tell all of the kind of in-between stories, the quiet stories, the stories that some of our other museums can't tell. And we're trying to not reiterate their stories, right? The colonial period, Civil War, those other organizations have such a great grasp on it. Most of them have sites that mm-hmm. pertain to that. So for us, we want to tell those untold stories. And if you haven't been in, I know you've been in, to see These Old Walls of Town and Its Stories is
that
a perfect example
such a good
of
exhibit.
That. Yeah. We, there's a little panel on the tunnels of Fredericksburg and the burials throughout the town and the Sylvania plant and just those little hidden stories that really make Fredericksburg who we are.
Right, because like you say, there's the Civil War component, there's the colonial component, there are all these different areas, but you really tell, kind of fill in the gaps of what makes Fredericksburg mm-hmm. Fredericksburg, the city itself.
Mm-hmm. We you know like to think of it as the connective tissues that make us a whole community.
Yeah.
We all have our pieces of the pie, and how can we weave those together. We have got a couple exhibits that are closing that I do want to make sure everybody gets in to see if they haven't had a chance yet. One of them is People and Their Pets. That is an exhibit that we did with the SPCA.
Yeah.
It's a very small exhibit. It's very powerful. Pets are so important to our community. They have been in the past. And if you go now, you can't go anywhere without dogs.
Right. Right.
Because they do make us who we are, and they add to the wellness of our community and our own personal well-being. And so that story is really important. That exhibit closes at the end of the year. And then we have a private collection of John Atkins' Disney memorabilia, which has been tremendous and so, so cool. So if you haven't been in to see that, that also closes at the end of the year. This is your last chance. So bring your bring people in. Like I said, Mondays is a great day. I never want to turn away admission money because that is what keeps us running. So we do ask, you know, if you have can put a couple dollars in the donation box while you're there on Monday, that is tremendously helpful.
And again, if you're looking for a last minute Christmas gift, a membership. Just a terrific idea.
Yeah,
I've been thinking through. Is there anybody that I haven't gotten something for?
Ted Schubel, have you gotten your gift membership?
I've actually been thinking, who could I give that to? So I am thinking.
You
I'm
can
trying
give
to
it
think.
To anybody.
I know.
Because there is so much. We offer so much. You know, you don't have to be a history geek to enjoy that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Sarah Poore here, Fredericksburg Area Museum is our focus, famva.org. More coming up. We're going to talk about the Fam Fair and Kris Kringle Market. It is coming up, and we'll discuss that next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Poore here with the Fredericksburg Area Museum this morning. FAMVA.org is the website for the great Fredericksburg Area Museum. This is a big weekend. This is a huge weekend. It's Kris Kringle Mart, and it's Fam Fair, and was last year the first year you pulled this off?
Last year was the first year we pulled it off. We had one of our board members, Michelle Mansouri, who's the executive director at Access I. She's no longer on the board. We miss her very much. But she had this idea to do a German type of market in Market Square. And we've been really working for the last 4 years on bringing the square back to its historic use. You know, it has been always a community area for our town and our city, from long before the 1816 building, even that was the market house, Square. And so it was just, it's a great place for gathering, and setting up this market made perfect sense because it used to be a market, right? So
yeah.
Built on the German tradition of Kris Kringle markets with its own little Fredericksburg spin. You know, we are Fredericksburg. So it's really fun. That is this Saturday from 10 to 5. It is free admission. Again, we request donations if you can. That is presented by Lidl, you know, Rethink Grocery. They are tremendous supporters of our area, as well as Intuit is our stage sponsor. Joan Diaz Mendez is our bar sponsor. Transurban Express Lanes is sponsoring our kids area. And then our corporate sponsors are Title Professionals, Fredericksburg Arts Commission, 95.9 Thunder, and the Layered Home, and always, always Stafford Printing are so helpful for us. So that's 10 to 5. We have 25 vendors that are doing very unique type of crafts and great gifts. So we have a hobby store coming out. We have Prancing Pottery. We have popcorn, of course, because who doesn't love the smell of popcorn in a great big bag of caramel?
Right. On a cold day, too.
On a cold day, yes. So our bar, like I said, is sponsored by Joan Diaz Mendez. We'll have glue vine, so hot mulled wine, hot toddies, hot chocolate, hot apple cider, and there'll be food through Alpine Chef and Pfeiffer Brothers Food Truck will be there, and they're doing a special kind of Kris Kringle market event. So this is our second year. Last year we had over 7,500 people.
7,500 people?
It was so crazy. Melanie and I kept looking at each other thinking, wow, is this actually like happening right now? It was so busy throughout the day. Now, we were open 10 to 9, and that includes the kids area, which is in the museum. So if it's cold or rainy, you can always pop into the museum. It's another great opportunity to get into the museum. It's free admission all day for people, and there'll be kids crafts. They're going to be making their own cuckoo clocks and their own nutcrackers in the kids area. That is sponsored by Transurban Express Lanes. And music, we'll have music and entertainment all day, which are local groups from the schools. So we have a lot of kids choirs and a lot of kids, some dancers. And really last year we had some bigger bands, and we just decided that there's so many wonderful young performers and school choirs. And so it gives them a chance to get out in the square and sing their little hearts out. And so it's going to be a really, really fun day.
Well, I guess this is the kind of thing too, Sarah, that the kind of things you can get here for Christmas gifts would be very unique.
Oh, absolutely. Lots of things that you can get from big, you know, small to big. I know Sofiola will be there, Sofiola LLC, which is Sofia Panetta, who is this tremendous little artist, and they have done just magnets of her artwork. And I got a bunch of them last year, and there'll be gift cards. Liberty Town will be there, and they are going to have a couple different booths. Prancing Pony, Spirit Art, and I'm speaking off the top of my head, so I might not get names completely right. The Hobby Place, Wilkerson's Woodworking, Fred Natz will be there. They are a little unusual in that they don't have arts and crafts per se, but we thought, how can we have a market in the square without our good old Fred Natz present? So they'll be there. City Vino will be there doing some wine tasting, and all proceeds from that will go back to the museum from buying that wine. All proceeds from the bar come back to the museum. So It's really, again, it's really important. We want to keep things free at the museum as much as we can.
It's a happening place then on Saturday.
It's going to be so happening, and I'm avoiding the weather forecast a little bit. I turned it on today, and Friday's supposed to be beautiful. Sunday's supposed to be beautiful. Saturday might be rainy, so I'm just assuming that it's going to, you know, rotate Friday into Saturday or Sunday into Saturday.
Well, at least for a little bit of better news, yesterday, the last couple of days, they've talked about a 60% chance of rain. Now it's a 40% chance. So it might be on and off kind of thing.
I know. So it's coming and
going. It'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
It'll still happen.
It's rain or shine. So, you know, you don't close down Christmas markets in Germany because the weather's bad. Right? You just,
right.
People just do it. So come prepared. And if it's chilly, grab a hot toddy or some hot chocolate and hot cocoa for the kids. And come and shop, shop, shop. And it really helps the vendors. You know, we have a lot of these craftspeople that don't have storefronts. And so it really is their big shopping year. We had so many last year that ran out of their stuff and said, oh,
that's
my gosh, we
problem.
Want to do it again. Wonderful problem. Wonderful problem. So I think, too, reducing the hours will help with that.
Yeah.
A little bit. So 10 to 5, there's a lot going on. So a lot of people are downtown anyway this weekend. It's the anniversary for the Battle of Fredericksburg and its candlelight tour. So we'll have that foot traffic. And just come and plan on spending your entire day in Fredericksburg.
It is another busy weekend. And to see, if you haven't seen it, to see Market Square just so busy with these kind of events is always exciting to see, because like you described, it really is the perfect place. And for all these years, things have been happening at Market Square.
It has been. And, you know, when we used the square before, but there's a new initiative with us and the city to make it a very usable, family-friendly place. It's very safe. Thank you, Jane Shellhorse and Ray Reagan and their crews, Dave King, Tim Broody, everybody at the city that is helping us keep it clean and free of debris, so that you want to grab some lunch and come on down and spend some time in the square with your family.
Yeah.
Main Street has put in their Christmas lights up the alleyway there, which is so cool. So a lot of people going through and taking kind of fun pictures at night. We're watching it. It's really fun. So it really is a vibrant part and of the historic district and downtown, and one that we all want to use and keep it going.
It is a 10 to 5 at Kris Kringle Market, and it sounds like if you are coming in and wanting to get some specific things, maybe come the earlier the better, because if a lot of people are there and things can sell out.
Absolutely, and come with the mindset of shopping. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's shopping, and then what you don't get in the square itself, there's all the stores downtown, which are tremendous. You know, River Rock is our new neighbor right across the street. We love having River Rock. Crown Jewelers is right there. Just all of them up and down the street. Sugar and Spice. Is that their new name, Sugar and Spice?
I don't know.
The soap store downtown. They're right down. Anyway.
I know where they're at.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were changing their name.
Yeah, well, they changed it a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it's a great day to shop in your downtown, in downtown Fredericksburg. You can get just about anything you want downtown. And you can get your gift memberships at the market on Saturday. We will be selling those as well.
I was going to say, while you're downtown that day, if you spend a little bit of time of looking around the museum, or you mentioned a couple of the exhibits that are going to be going away, it's your chance to see them.
Perfect opportunity to see those.
Like you mentioned, it is a big weekend, and I have to publicly say I may not be able to make Kris Kringle Market because I have other obligations that day with other historic
activities. I think I heard you telling the historian that you would be all around.
I would be.
His stuff.
I have.
But you could at least come by and get some hot chocolate in the morning. I mean, I will be there at 6, so if you'd like to come early, you can help me, you know, at least take a picture of the commotion of setting up.
I'm sure. People don't think about that. I mean, an event like this takes a lot of setup, and people have to be there really early to set up.
It does. We'll be setting up. Dave Canty at Memorable Moments is doing our tents for us, and so we'll be setting all of those up over the Thursday and Friday before, and then start decorating and getting all those vendors in and ready to go by. You know, they'll be up and ready to go by 10 o'clock when we open the doors. Last year, we had people lined up on the street to come in early, and we're hoping they could get in early. But those gates open at 10, and the food will be available, the drink will be available, the museum will be open right at 10. So we hope everyone will come down.
It is going to be a festive time there, like you said, because whether it's the Park Service doing what they're doing this weekend, or the Candlelight Tour and Market Square Boy Saturday.
And Santa Train.
Oh, that's right.
Santa Train is also. So after you know, if you're planning on taking the kids to Santa Train, get off the train and walk on down and get them some lunch or get them some hot cocoa in the square. It's a perfect throughway.
If you were lucky in about the 5 minutes that are available to get those tickets always go so quickly every year.
They were so fast. You know, I took... The very first year they did it was when I started taking my kids.
Yeah.
And now the, you know, next generation of little ones are doing it. And eventually I'll have some grandkids that I'll be able to take on the Santa Train.
It is. It is a very fun thing. And
it is.
The tickets do go fast, but if you plan on it, you can get them.
Right. Yeah. They were gone.
FamVA.org again, and this is the weekend for Kris Kringle Market, 10 to 5 at Market Square and the Fredericksburg Area Museum. FamVA.org is the website. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Sarah Poore here, the president and CEO of the Fredericksburg Area Museum. We will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Poore with the Fredericksburg Area Museum, our special guest this morning. It's always fun to have you here, Sarah.
It's nice to hear that I'm special.
You are. You're a special guest this morning. President and CEO of the Fredericksburg Area Museum. You have, you're wrapping up for the past year or so. Hannah Sem has been, I remember when you first came in and talked about it, it was like, what? But we've had some really, really memorable shows this year on that subject, and I think I really first started to understand it in the spring. You and I did something on a Saturday at the in Market Square, where it was kind of based on music, and this has been just a really special talk about, because it's been a statewide kind of thing that the museum kind of got in on, but you've really localized it.
Right, it's actually a national program, and it was for the commemoration, the 400th commemoration of the first Africans brought into the British colonies. And so the first ones landed in Virginia, and Virginia itself took on this project as this year through a program called American Evolution. And it was the state 400th commemoration of the first Africans. And I say Africans, they were not slaves when they came over, right?
Yeah.
They were Africans. And they came into the British colonies. We know the first Africans that came into America, pre-America, were in Florida long before that. But this is the first Africans brought into the colonies. Anyhow, so we had did a program all year long called Henna Sem, and it was a commemoration. And what you were talking about is Tara Tebow Dance Troupe.
That's
we had
right.
a
yeah.
dance group that came out of Washington, D.C. This was a community program. Henna Sem itself is. It was very generously sponsored by the city of Fredericksburg. And so we started at the beginning of the year with a lecture on Africans in the Bible that we did at Shiloh. And did the dance troupe. We have had lectures all year. We've had, we were part of Juneteenth. So it's been a year-long process. And, you know, thinking back, you know, 16 months ago when we started talking about this, over a year and a half ago, is how can we make this, how can we bring this statewide commemoration to Fredericksburg? One of the kind of most chilling things I thought was when we had got together with all the churches and rang all the church bells.
Yes.
That was to go out on the streets and see people coming out of the buildings to listen to the churches
that was
all
on a,
ringing.
That was on a Sunday over
it
the
was
summer.
Yes, and it was 4 minutes of bell ringing, one minute for every year. And that the bells tolled throughout Fredericksburg. And that, again, bringing this community together to talk about these issues and work through them as a community. Again, that was sponsored by the city of Fredericksburg. And then we just did our evening with an expert lecture series that we just wrapped up with Leah Penniman. Leah Penniman is a co-founder for a nonprofit. And she has a book out called Farming While Black, and it's food deserts in the African-American community and the decline of African-American farmers in our country and the importance of those farmers. And so that was tremendous. That was sponsored by Fredericksburg Food Co-op and American Evolution for that program. So we are wrapping it up on Monday evening. We have a program at the museum on the 16th. It's a reflection program. It starts at 6 o'clock, runs from 6 to 7:30 in the museum on the third floor. It is a free program. They're going to, the committee will be there, and they'll be talking about the things that we've done and what we've learned over this year. I think that's really important, is to kind of look back and say, okay, what have we learned about this story? And we, a lot of things focused on not the Middle Passage, because a lot of people understand the Middle Passage, or at least know of the Middle Passage, not necessarily understand it, but that pre-conversation about, you know, these people were not slaves when they came to America. They were doctors and scholars and teachers and craftsmen, and speaking different languages did not make them at all ignorant are not knowledgeable. They just didn't understand. So, right, if you go to China and you don't know how to speak Mandarin, all of a sudden you feel like you don't know anything. And it's not that you don't. It's just that you don't understand the language.
That language, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the importance of understanding that story, and I think that we'll see that conversation continue. It doesn't just stop now. The year stops because the 400th commission commemorative event stopped, but we will continue that theme throughout our programming as we go forward.
I was just going to say, Sarah, one of the things I do look forward to in the years ahead and even the year ahead is the type of programs, because the museum hasn't shied away from having programs on sometimes tough issues and sometimes issues that we don't understand or we, you know, may not have looked into. So it whether it's tied to HNSM or other issues, I think the museum in the days ahead will be it's going to be very interesting to see some of the programs coming up.
It is, and we really strive to be a platform for discussion, a safe place, you know, and that's the role that museums, I think, across the nation are taking. And if you look at the latest study, 70% of people trust museums more than any other type of public organization like that. And part of it is, we do not stand back and say, we're not going to take a stance on that because it's not our purview. If it is socially wrong, we will take a stance against that. So, but being able to have a safe place where we can have conversations, very respectful conversations. It's been interesting. We've had a couple of the meetings. We've hosted a couple of the meetings for the Memorials Commission on the auction block and that conversation. And just listening to people with very different ideas and very different perspectives and very different thoughts, being respectful of each other and trying to not we can't understand some, we can't experience the same things, right? We all have our different perspectives and our different, we bring our own selves to the conversation, but being able to listen to each other and try to understand what the empathize with each other and try to understand the perspectives that we're bringing. So that is what HennaSim has also done this year. And I hate to see the program wrap up, but it is on Monday night at 6 o'clock at the museum, and that's free. Please come and join us and bring anybody if you're still interested. And if you're just hearing about HennaSim for the first time, please come, because it just will be a reflection on what we've learned.
Yeah, yeah. And we will in future days do shows, especially with the slave auction block going to be at the museum, and that will that I'm sure will bring about much discussion in programs, and we'll talk about that as that all happens. The museum itself, at the end of the year, you close for a couple of months to kind of rearrange the furniture and change things around a little bit, but you're not open per se, but you're getting ready.
We are very busy.
Right.
Someone said the other day, aren't you going to be happy to take a break in January? And I silently chuckled. And
Really.
No, there will be no break. Actually, we have a very small but mighty staff, and they've all now been through a year cycle. So they're all new staff.
Yeah.
But they have now been through a January and February at the museum and what it takes to put together an exhibit. And so, you know, one of the things we're trying to teach is what is the backside. You see, you know, people come into the museum and they see these beautiful exhibits, but boy, there's so much work that goes on.
Yeah.
In the back. One of the exhibits that we're working on with St. George's, we've been working on it for 2 solid years with this community group from St. George's, and that opens in May.
They have an anniversary this next year.
Yes, their big anniversary. So we're doing and hosting an exhibit for them. Teresa, our education coordinator, she is working with young people on what it is to do a museum. So she's got a program called Fam Fun, and it's a new family programming series that she's doing, and one of them is kid curators. What does it take to put together an exhibit from the little ones' ages?
Yeah.
And working with lots of different students at lots of different ages, and adults to get a better sense of what goes behind putting together an exhibit, object preparation and display change out, and even, you know, patching holes in the walls and repainting. And it's so much work. And that's right around the corner. So we're going to get through Fam Fair this Saturday, which is going to be fabulous, and our HennaSim series on Monday. And then we're going to
focus on
next steps.
Moving some things
absolutely,
out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So One of the changes up in the upstairs, I know, where the old council chambers are, that gets changed out because this is there are council elections this year, and on July 1st, you always swear in the new city council up in the council chambers.
We will. It's the tradition that council has always been sworn in that building. And so we are doing it again next year. That will be – so we have a couple things going in. The Fredericksburg, in our own words, is coming down. If you haven't seen it again, a great exhibit that was done by the community. And then we're getting ready to host an exhibit from the Smithsonian Institute called Hometown Teams. That will open in March. That's in that space March and April.
Okay.
And it's the importance of sports in communities and how that links communities together. So that'll be up for a short while, and then we'll be opening the St. George's exhibit in that space, and then the swearing in of the new city council will also be happening in that space. So it's a very busy 2020, and looking forward to it.
And I'm sure it's the kind of thing where you're always looking ahead to exhibits a couple of years, at least a couple of years down the line, because like you say, it's not like you bring it on over tomorrow and we'll set it up kind of thing. It takes a long time.
It does. It takes a long time. And ideally, the last couple of years, we've, you know, not followed a couple year out timeline, just because for the last couple of years, we've just been reestablishing ourselves.
Yeah.
And so a lot of stuff has been happening very quickly, but now we are on the trajectory to look ahead a couple years and set up our programming. Teresa's already got all of her programming done for 2020. The exhibits, we're looking at 2021 exhibits already. So we're really ahead of the ball, but it does. It takes a couple years to not only put an exhibit together, but to raise the funds for to have an exhibit. And that's a constant struggle, you know, with museums, is having enough money to do what we need to do. So those exhibits, like I said, are coming down. So, and then busy. We're going to have some hard hat tours in January and February. So people can come in and see, get a good sense of what it takes to put together an exhibit and get objects ready.
Well, speaking of having enough money to do what you do, we're going to talk about that when we come back and wrap this up with the Fredericksburg Area Museum about making the museum something that you're involved in through memberships and giving. FAMVA.org is the website for the Fredericksburg Area Museum. They also have a terrific Facebook page that keeps up to date on everything. Sarah Poore here, the president and CEO. We will be back and talk about that in just a second. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Poore, the president and CEO of the Fredericksburg Area Museum, here this morning. Before we get out of here, you just talked, we talked at the beginning, Sarah, about giving a membership for a gift and how that helps. But also, we're really lucky to have the museum and some of the other nonprofits that we have in this community. It's important to be able to give. It's important to give to give as you can to those nonprofits and the museum for you to be able to do what you do.
Absolutely, you know, it's always money is always a struggle, as it is for all nonprofits. And we have such an incredibly generous community. Mm-hmm. I want to thank everyone that gave on Day of Giving, which was
A week ago.
A week ago today.
Today, Giving Tuesday.
So we appreciate everybody doing giving for that. And we are doing our annual appeal right now. And I hate to always talk about money, but I have to always talk about money because that's what keeps us going. Mm-hmm. We have very generous sponsors, but our annual appeal is going on right now. And there is something for everybody at the museum. You know, if you just come for the Sounds of Summer concerts and you love our Sounds of Summer concerts, every Friday night from the beginning of June to the end of September, we have wonderful sponsors. That this year was presented by Lidl. But that series is incredibly expensive. And we do want to be able to keep it free. We want to keep programs like FanFare free and our lecture series free and our education programs. We have a lot, like our Family Fun Saturdays. Those are free to the public. And then the museum is open during that time free. So to be able to be accessible and be really engaged with everybody in the community.
You do a really good job of doing that, for people. There are times you can see the museum and bring your friends, and you do have it for free, more than a lot of places.
Absolutely, and we want to do that, and we want to continue to do that. So next year when we reopen, we will still be free on Mondays to get people in, and we our Sounds of Summer, you know, trying to keep that free as well. We do, of course, request donations if, you know, we are always up for donations. Mm-hmm. But the annual appeal is a really great way to help fund our following year. And we have tremendous staff. And again, we have to raise salaries for everybody. You know, we are a nonprofit. And we're generously sponsored. You know, we do get a small city appropriations. I say small. It's not small. It's big. But it's 25% of our operating budget. So we still have a 75% operating budget that we have to raise every year. And we still have to raise that money from the city as well. You know, it's not a given by any means. But they are very supportive and they understand the importance of the museum in downtown Fredericksburg, and as well as all their other nonprofits. The city is very generous to the nonprofits. And people can be as well. So, you know, I feel very strongly that if you can, it doesn't matter who you give to. If you can give a dollar, you should give a dollar. Mm-hmm. You know, it's any little bit helps to make our community a better place.
So consider that. Think about that, especially with your year-end giving. Think about memberships for yourself. Mm-hmm. Think about giving memberships. Mm-hmm. You make it so easy. And I think sometimes because you have a lot of – you are able to offer a lot of free programs – Don't think, well, they don't need me. They're able to do right. this. You are needed.
We are, yes, you are definitely needed. And there's a lot of ways to give. You know, you can give on our webpage, www.famva.org. There's a button specific that you can click and donate through our webpage. The stock options is always a great way. We have people that will transfer stocks at the end of the year or dividends. They'll reallocate their dividends from their stocks.
Oh, okay.
So there is a way that you can give without hitting directly in your pocket as well. And like I've said, if someone can give a dollar, that means as much as someone that can give $1,000. You know, yep. Every penny helps us do what we want to do for the community.
Well, and Sarah, one of the things that you do really well. I will say this, that you do really, really well when a person gives. The Fredericksburg Area Museum is always very grateful, and you let that be known in letters and follow-up, and you feel like some places you give and you never hear anything. That's not what you get with the Fredericksburg Area Museum. You can tell that you're appreciative.
Right. Well, we try to, because we do appreciative, and you know, we're all really busy, and actually I just met with the staff yesterday and looking at kind of our gifts that are coming in now and have said, okay, everybody over this dollar amount, I need you, Amber, to pick up the phone and call and thank them for me, you know, and mm-hmm. So trying to divide and conquer. So, because I think it's important, the museum is not me by any means, and my staff needs to have that relationship with people as well in the community. And they do, and they're doing very good, and they're getting more comfortable with that. And it is not that I'm not appreciative, because I will pick up the phone and call anybody that I can every day, but sometimes that's just not realistic.
Right,
and
right.
I love talking to people. As anybody knows, I can get on the phone and talk all day. So we do. We are so, so, so appreciative of everybody's support.
Well, the Fredericksburg Area Museum is a benefit to the community. You're a jewel in the community.
Thank you for saying that.
And no, you really are.
It's you know, you and I were laughing and saying, gosh, it's been 4 years since I've been back at the museum.
I know. I
wow.
know.
Yeah,
and a lot has
years.
Changed. And I think I should go back and listen to some of the conversations we were having about what you hoped to do and what we're talking about today and what you are doing. I mean, it's
and
pretty
again,
exciting.
Forward thinking of where we want to be. You know, we're starting a real strategic plan for the museum for the next 5, 10, 15 years. We've had our 5-year plan and our 10-year plan, but now it's time to look at that again and reevaluate. And based on where we are now, and again, we just want to remain core to the historic district and to Fredericksburg. People on the other side of 95 need to get on down across and get downtown and see what's going on.
Exactly. Yep. Kris Kringle Market this weekend.
Kris Kringle Market this weekend. Rain or shine.
10 to 5. And also on Monday, the Hennessem Reflection event. FAMVA.org. Give a gift of membership. Just give a gift as you can. Sarah Poore with the museum.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ted. Happy holidays.
You too.
Good
See
luck
you soon.
On your quizzes, your games.
I need a lot of help. Thank you.
To Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own. And not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.